From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via onenews.id.
VOI listener, wherever you are, how are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here's Newsline. Turkish president appreciates help from Indonesian SAR team Widodo. Indonesia's 2022 economic growth among the highest in G20 minister. And now the news in detail. Turkish president Recep Tayyip Erdogan has conveyed his appreciation for the help from the Indonesian rescue team in evacuating and handling the victims of the recent 7.7 magnitude earthquake in Turkey. This was conveyed by the Indonesian President Joko Widodo in a press release issued on Thursday as quoted by Antara. President Jokowi stated that he called and talked with President Erdogan about Indonesian medical and SAR team who are already in Turkey, and he expressed his appreciation for the teams. He revealed that conversation during a video call with the INASAR, or Indonesian Search and Rescue Team, and the Indonesian Ambassador to Turkey, Lalu Muhammad Iqbal, at the National Search and Rescue Agency's headquarters on Thursday. Indonesia's economic growth of 5.3% in 2022 was among the highest in G20 member countries. This was pointed out by the Indonesian Investment Minister Bahlil Lahadalia at a press conference on investment pushing economic growth on Thursday as quoted. The minister also said that of the G20 countries, Saudi Arabia scored the highest economic growth of 8.7%, followed by Spain with 5.5% and Indonesia with 5.31% growth. He also conveyed investment also contributed positively to national economic growth. And that was Newsline.
Thank you. His commentary is on waiting for international firm sanctions to put pressure on Israel. The cabinet of Israel's right-wing government approved the legalization of 9 settlements inhabited by Jews in the West Bank on Monday, February the 13th. Israel also said it will build thousands of new housing units within existing settlements. This move by the Israeli government has received international criticism. Several European countries such as France, Germany, Italy, and Britain, even the United States, its closest ally, on Tuesday, February the 14th, criticized Israel's decision. The foreign ministers of the 5 Western countries said in a joint statement that they were deeply disturbed by the legalization of 9 illegal settlements in the occupied West Bank. This condemnation from Western countries seems to be taken by Israel like a passing wind. Israel continues to freely annex territories in the Palestinian state. This is despite the fact that the United Nations and the International Court of Justice have declared Israeli settlements in the West Bank illegal under international law. Concrete action is needed in the form of sanctions to force Israel to heed calls or criticism from Western countries. As proposed by Hussein al-Sheikh, Secretary General of the Executive Committee of the Palestine Liberation Organization, PLO, it is not enough for Western countries to only condemn Israel's annexation actions, but also need to be accompanied by concrete actions that would force Israel to stop its aggression against the Palestinian people. Israel's free move to annex territories in the Palestinian state is due to the absence of sanctions from Western countries as well as member countries of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation to put pressure on Israel. This causes Israel to feel in the right position in every policy. The world is waiting for firm action in the form of economic sanctions from Western countries and also from member countries of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation against Israel. It is hoped that with strict sanction in the form of economic sanction, Israel will stop its annexation of the Palestinian territories. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
I'll begin today in history with February the 17th, 1933. Newsweek magazine first published. Newsweek is a weekly news magazine published by Thomas J.C. Martin in New York City, USA on February the 17th, 1933. Judging by its circulation, it is the second largest magazine in the United States after Time. However, with the times and technology developments, Newsweek experienced losses in the production process. As a result, Newsweek stopped printing and published its final issue on December 31, 2012, and transitioned to digital format. Turning to 1988, the establishment of Asiana Airlines. Asiana Airlines was founded by Kumho Asiana Group on February the 17th, 1988. It first operated in December 1988, with a flight to Busan. The airline is based in Seoul, South Korea, and Asiana is a member of the Star Alliance, which flies to 12 domestic destinations and 82 international destinations in 21 countries. Asiana's headquarters and international relations are located in Incheon International Airport, while domestic relations are located in Gimpo International Airport. Today in history with February the 17th, 1996, the earthquake and tsunami on Biak Island. An earthquake rocked Biak Island and its surrounding in Papua Province, Indonesia, with a magnitude of 8.2 on the Richter scale on February the 17th, 1996 afternoon. The earthquake also had a Mercalli intensity of 8 or was severe, causing a tsunami as high as 7 meters. This earthquake is also classified as a thrust earthquake in a steep subduction zone. The fault is 270 kilometers long in the New Guinea Trench. The earthquake killed more than 160 people, injured at least 400 people, and over 5,000 people lost their homes. That was Today in History.
Listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next segment, we present you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The global economic slowdown suppressed the 2023 customs and excise revenue target into 303.19 trillion rupiah from the realization of 2022. With 317.78 trillion rupiah. That was stated by Director General for Customs and Excise at the Finance Ministry, Ascolani, in a hearing with the House of Representatives Commission 11, as quoted from Antara News Agency. He admitted the impact of the economic slowdown, especially in transnational trade, became the government's concern. The lower customs target was caused by the worry of slumped import, which has implications against import duty. Ascolani then said that to achieve or surpass this year's target, there are 9 policies to be implemented, namely encouraging the national logistic ecosystem and LE development, and increasing the effectiveness of pre-clearance, clearance, and post-clearance monitoring. Then there are policy harmonization about contrabands, optimization of international cooperation, customs extensification and intensification, manpower management improvement, business and IT processes adjustment, institutional management, as well as a right on target customs and excise facility. Ascolani also explained that in 2023, state budget's customs and excise revenue target includes revenue from the import duty around 47.53 trillion rupiah, export duty 10.21 trillion rupiah, and customs 245.45 trillion rupiah. That's my Indonesia.
Selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Aku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Walau hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Aku yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir tuh pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Aku di sini untuk kamu.
Di sini untuk
jangan
kamu.
Jangan pernah berpikir tuh meninggalkanku
sendiri tanpa. Jangan pernah berpikir tuh pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
You're still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Playgo, and also shortwave frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. Listener, next we present you a program called Indonesian Wonder that presents information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Cultural Heritage of Marga Cihia. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, visited a number of cultural tourism destinations in Singkawang City, West Kalimantan on 9th February 2023 to see directly the opportunities which could be optimized in the development of the tourism sector and the creative economy in the region. On the occasion, he visited the Tri Dharma Bumi Raya Temple and the Marga Cihia Cultural Heritage Building. He expressed his admiration for the diversity of traditions and culture, as well as tolerance between tribes in Singkawang. The city of Singkawang in Hakka language means San Kiu Jong. The city has a multi-ethnic and multi-religious pattern consisting of three major ethnic groups, Chinese, Dayak, and Malay. Because of the composition of the three major tribes, Singkawang is also referred to as Bumi Tidayu, or Chinese, Dayak, and Malay. Listener, one of the tourism destinations visited by Minister Sandiaga Uno in Singkawang is the Cihia Marga Cultural Heritage Building. The building, which was built in 1902, has been designated as a cultural heritage by the Singkawang City Government since 1999, and it is referred to as the traditional area of the Cihia family home. The location is in the Hong Kong Market area on the edge of the Singkawang River. This house, which has been a silent witness to the struggle of Chinese descendants for 119 years, is hidden behind a modern shop house, which is visited by the people of Singkawang. This house is 5,000 square meters in area, and it is now occupied by the sixth generation of the Cihia family. It was built in the style of Chinese and Western architects. Listener, beside the house, there is a two-story main house standing with Chinese architectural style. In the middle, there is an empty space, while the four sides are two-story buildings. It was in the area that the Cihia family lived, while the main room was used as a prayer altar. In this tourism spot, you can also enjoy culinary treats in the form of traditional Chinese food in the form of choy pancakes, salad, bongko, ebi trays, Singkawang City style lemonade, namong orange or fermented orange drink, soy milk or tofu water, and so on. Traveling to Marga Cihia's house is free of charge. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Maaf telah sayang padamu. kau selalu buatku tak menentu. Perhatianmu yang buatku, oh, ingin ku memilikimu meski kau telah dimilikinya. Bolehkah ku dekat denganmu? Izinkan ku dekat denganmu. Tak ingin engkau dengannya. Ku akan, oh, menunggu, oh, sampai kau menjadi milikku.
Kau jadi milikku.
Dirimu
listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Next program, we present you Miscellany.
Durian Brum of Erlangga University gets gold medal in Thailand. Six students of Erlangga University obtained gold medals in Thailand Inventors Day on February 1 until 6, 2023. They studied Brem D. utilization of Durio zebethinus skin waste as neutral stabilizer for lysergic acid dithimolide or LSD addicts. Quoted from uner.ac.id, one of the students, Shadila Rahmansyah, said that the team's idea came from the traditional snack of Madiun called Brem. Rahmansyah explained that the team's innovation is Brem as an alternative food. The difference from the normal Brem is that theirs is made of durian skin flour mix. The durian skin has a benefit as a serotonin bioregulator in the brain. With durian skin combination, their Brem can be an alternative to remove the bad effect of LSD. With durian skin combination, their Brem can be an alternative to remove the bad effect of LSD. Rahmansyah also explained that the background of their innovation is so much LSD abuse in Southeast Asia, so they use the substance in durian skin to increase serotonin in the brain and to reduce depression, withdrawal, and other symptoms. The team's idea was also based on the situation in Indonesia.
instead of using natural pectin, Indonesia is still importing tons of synthetic pectin for making bran, while pectin can actually be obtained from the abundant durian in Indonesia.
Pagi sebentar lagi, kau diam dan menanti. Tak bisa ku jelaskan yang mendesakku di dalam perasaan, terselip harapan. Langit mulai menerang. I wanna be with you for the rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidup. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba berdua. Ku beranikan diri memecah sunyi pagi, mengungkap yang tak terucap, yang lama diam di hati. Perasaan terselip harapan, dan langit mulai menerang. The rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya. Pagi tiba berdua. Oh, 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 oh. For the rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voynews.id, RRI Playgo mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. Listener, the next segment is a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a original song from Toraja entitled Sarira Parerung. The song narrates condolences to families who have been abandoned by a family member. In the past, it was often sung when a family or relative died as a condolence. However, because the rhythm is quite cheerful, now it is often sung in various events. So the people of Toraja think that this song is about happiness. Here is Ivan Suwadi featuring Putri Reski with the original song from Toraja entitled Sarira Parerung.
Da
Voice of Indonesia.
Pagi sebentar lagi, kau diam dan menanti. Tak bisa ku jelaskan yang mendesakku di dalam perasaan, terselip harapan dan langit mulai menerang. I wanna be with you for the rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya. Pagi tiba berdua, ku beranikan diri memecah sunyi pagi, mengungkap yang tak terucap, yang lama diam di hati. Terselip harapan dan langit mulai menerang. I wanna be with you for the rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba berdua. The rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari
kapan berhenti. silau tak selalu lebih indah. Bisa kau lihat tak berarti nyata. Berjanjilah kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada di hati. Tak ada alasan untuk kau berseri. Berhenti cintai yang tak pantas dicintai. Selalu hargai yang setia di hati. Berjanjilah kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada di hati. Tak ada alasan untuk kau
of Indonesia.
Every day a new beginning, head up 'cause the day you're winning. You hear everybody talking, but they can never change your mind. My vision so clearly, never thought better about this. And ain't nobody tell me nothing, no one can kill my vibe. Better past will never rest. Till good is better and better is best. Everyone listen up, everyone listen up. Whenever negativity trying to break you down, just repeat this. Everyone has to know, everyone has to know. Never give up.
to do is show what you got, baby. Chasing big dreams even though they might seem crazy. All you gotta do is show what you got, baby. Everyone has to know.
Aku yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Walau hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Aku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir tuh pergi dariku. Walau hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa
aku di sini untuk kamu.
Di sini untuk
jangan
kamu.
Jangan pernah berpikir tuh meninggalkanku
sendiri tanpa. Jangan pernah berpikir tuh pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Maaf telah sayang padamu, kau selalu buatku tak menentu. perhatianmu yang buatku, oh, ingin ku memilikimu meski kau telah dimilikinya. Bolehkah ku dekat denganmu?
VOI listener, now we have come to an end of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Don't forget to follow us on social media on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter, at VOI Indonesia, Instagram, at voice.of.indonesia, and YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again in another interesting edition of the English service of Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.